Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Reb T, the Pirkei Avos Learning, the shir where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. Mazal Tov, welcome to the last Mishnah, the last PAL of Season 4, Amir Tashem. We are on Chapter 6, Mishnah 12, Vav Yud Bet. Then we're going to take our summer hiatus, God willing, and come back for season 5, Amir Tzashem Bli Neder, Bli Ayin Hara, with a different commentary, different commentator, maybe shooting for 5-minute burst tidbits instead of the 10 or so. Let's finish up the last mission, then we'll take our hiatus. Kol Masha Bara HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olamo, everything that Hashem created in His world, Lo Baro Elo L'chvodo, He created only for His glory. Pause. Basically, everything in this world, everything we have, everything we're supposed to do is literally supposed to be for the fact of Mekadosh Shem Shemayim, to sanctify Hashem, to sanctify His name, to sanctify the Jewish people, the land of Israel, to do good in this world. We had a whole lecture series about this, about don't vilify but sanctify, where we talk in depth about this idea. The whole purpose of our existence, besides for working on our traits, working on our bad midos, which is harder than building a city, Pirkei Avos teaches us, is really to sanctify Hashem, to bring good to the world, and to live our life through the guidebook of the Torah, the guidebook where we have stories in the Torah, halachos in the story, morals in the Torah, guiding us how to really live, how to really go about our life, because we realize everything comes from Hashem. Everything He created, He didn't have to create anything. There was Hashem and nothing else. Hashem only made the world rak bechesed. He made it only because of chesed. He wanted to share and create and bring things for others. He wanted to bring bountifulness, the ultimate paradigm of someone who's a giver of something, because Hashem is not a he, really. The ultimate paradigm of generosity, of giving, is Hashem. Hashem could have done nothing but made everything, made every single aspect of the world, only because He wanted to give and share it, kiviyachol, with the Jewish people and the world at large. So everything Hashem made was for His own glory. He didn't have to make anything. How do we know this? There are many proof verses throughout Tanakh, but the pasuk that's brought up here is from Yeshayah and Shemos. Shenemar, as it says, Kol hanikra b'shmi v'lechvodi barasiv yitzartiv af asisiv. It says, all that is called by My name and for My glory, I created it, I formed it, and I made it, Hashem says. That comes from Yeshayahu. Ve'omer, and it says, Hashem yimloch li'olam va'ed. It says, God shall reign forever and ever. Interestingly, it's a very fascinating point to end off the entire Pirkei Avos on, to realize that all the morals, all the teachings are not really from the sages, are not really from, you know, there's Yeshua Zakenim and the Vim, and the Andrei Knesset HaGedolah and all the Zugos that come after them. Really, it's all from Hashem, and everything is from Hashem, and everything comes from Hashem, and Hashem will reign for all eternity. Hashem was, is, and always will be, way after our time, to realize that everything comes from Hashem and everything is from Hashem. And then we always have to end off the paragraph understanding that the whole purpose of life is to do the mitzvos, is to do chesed, as Rabbi Hanan ibn Akasha teaches us. We always say an agadic teaching, even though Avos is basically agadic in general. Rabbi Hanan ibn Akasha, Omer Rabbi Hanan ibn Akasha says, Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu Lezakus Es Yisrael. The whole purpose of Hashem making the world is that He wanted to bring merit to Israel. He wanted to give us the opportunity to do good in this world and to do for others. He didn't have to make the world again. As we explained, He didn't have to do anything, but He purposely wanted to. Kivyachol, in His own generous, glorious nature, He made the world, in fact, so that we could do things in the world, so that we can get the mitzvahs. He wanted to bring merit upon Israel. That's why He gave to us Lefika Chirbalhem Torah mitzvahs. That's why He gave an abundance of mitzvahs. I actually once heard a very interesting explanation why we have 613 mitzvahs. Besides the fact that Judaism touches upon every aspect of our life, it's the fact that Hashem wanted it to be that there's a mitzvah for everyone. Some people are very into hosting. I'm a huge person, huge into Hachnasas Orchem. So for me, that mitzvah really reaches out to me. Some people are very into visiting the sick, are very good at it, and feel very in line with it. They have that mitzvah. And some people are this or that. Some people are very into X, Y, or Z. There's really a mitzvah for everyone. And they say that throughout your life, besides for dipping your feet in all the mitzvahs, you should really fine-tune whatever aspect you're really good at. If you're really good at X, Y, or Z, maybe that's your calling, maybe that's your thing, maybe that could be what you did. You know, the whole idea of Bikur Cholam came from Satmar Bikur Cholam came from Rabbi and Miss and Rebbetzin, I forget their name offhand, but that was their thing. They instituted the whole idea of having a bigger cholim room in the hospital for families that need it, and the whole aspect of bigger cholim, and that was their mitzvah to really fine-tune. You think about all these organizations that fine-tune on different mitzvahs, different aspects. Hashem gave us the ability, an abundance of mitzvahs on purpose. For the non-Jewish people, He gave 7 categories, including not murdering and not doing immoral things, and making sure not to eat the Iver Menachai, the animal, ripping it off them, amongst other things. And of course, there's myriad details in the 7 categories. But for us, He gave 613 categories, 613 ways to try to reach out to grab hold of Hashem, to find our aspect that really connects to us. Rabbi Noach Weinberg Zatzal used to say, the founder of Eish, that there are really 48 ways to wisdom. There's so many different things you could do. Grab onto your thing that you connect to. Hashem gave us an abundance of mitzvahs. Everything gave into us was from Hashem for His glory. We need to connect to what we can do to glorify Him and to thereby make ourselves also better in general. Shenamar, as the Pasuk teaches us from Yeshayahu, also interestingly, Hashem chafetz lamatzid ko yagdil Torah v'yadir. Hashem desired for the sake of His righteousness to make the Torah great and glorious. Hashem didn't need to do anything He wanted to give to us, but by giving to us and creating the world, He gives us the opportunity to do good or bad. Everything comes from Hashem, obviously, but choosing good or bad, that's up to us. So we always have to choose good. We have to remember that everything comes from Hashem. He created everything. We're here to do good, to latch onto the mitzvahs and the chesed, to have a good lifestyle where we hopefully make a kiddush Hashem, and may that be what we try to do in all of our days. Thank you so much for joining us on our journey through season 4. We hope you have a wonderful summer hiatus. We hope you join us again in the fall, Emirat Hashem, Bli Nadir, Bli Anhar, when we come back, God willing, Emirat Hashem, for season 5, here on the PAL with Reb T. And I'm your host, Reb T.